With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. 2 months after his historic ouster as House Speaker, Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy announcing he is stepping down from his seat.
McCarthy's announcement capped a stunning end for the one-time deli owner from Bakersfield who ascended through state and national politics to become second in line to the presidency before a contingent of conservatives engineered his removal in October. McCarthy is the only speaker in history to be voted out of the job. The 58-year-old McCarthy arrived in the House in January of 2007 after a stint in the California Assembly where he served as minority leader.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In Congress, McCarthy maneuvered through the party's hierarchy, serving as majority whip and Republican leader along the way. He was elected speaker in January of this year. United States filing war crime charges against Russians accused of torturing an American in Ukraine. None of those four Russians are currently in custody. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli warplanes flying more missions over Gaza.
It's a stronghold of Hamas, and it's the home city of Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas in Gaza. It's believed that he, his brother, who's another senior official, and others could be hiding out there in underground tunnels. But there are residents who were returning to their homes after the overnight airstrikes, saying that really they hadn't been given the Israeli evacuation orders. It hadn't applied to their neighborhoods, but still they had been badly hit in these latest strikes. Israeli tanks remain placed around the edge of the city. People say that's visible. They know that there are Israeli snipers there as well.
BBC's Yolanda Nell. Smaller GOP presidential debate tonight. The number of candidates shrinking. Just four Republicans will take part at the University of Alabama. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher sounding an alarm about the lack of faith among the youngest Americans. Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University says he's very worried about youth pastors who he calls the most important pastor of any church.
Why are they most important? Because our spirituality is formed before the age of 13. With children's pastors, we discovered that only 12% of children's pastors, just one out of every eight, has a biblical worldview. Why does that matter? Because you can't give what you don't have.
Barna also tells SRN News,
everybody has a worldview. The only question is, which one do you have? If you don't have a biblical worldview, can you develop one after the age of 13? It's possible. It's not very common, but it's possible.
That is Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University. This is SRN News. Well, it may sound strange, but someday we may be calling it the IFL. Rhonda Rockster explains what we're talking about.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says football will become a global sport within the next decade, with his league at the forefront of an effort that includes adding another international market next year for the regular season schedule. Brazil and Spain are the frontrunners. Goodell spoke at a forum promoting the Super Bowl, which will be played at Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. He says the big game will return to Las Vegas many times after this season. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And that could take some getting used to, most NFL folks say. On Wall Street at this hour, Dow Industrials up 39 points at 36,164. S&P 500 up just a fraction right now at 4569. NASDAQ ahead 18 points at 14,247. More details at srnnews.com.